Welcome back into the Chase and Big Joe show here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. It's the reporter, Nick Kieser, here with you this morning, filling in for Chase and Big Joe while they get things figured out down that way, down yonder in Rockvale. We'll be back with them here shortly. But in the meantime, we got Nashville Predators assistant coach Darby Hendrickson on the line with us. Darby, sorry about the little gaffe there, man, but how you guys doing out there in Utah?
No, we're good. All good. We got in here last night. Looking forward to playing here. Obviously our first trip to Utah, but just Salt Lake, beautiful city. And, we know they'll play hard, and we're going to play hard tonight too. So we're excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Darby, let's start things off here because I know that Andrew Burnett's going to be back with you guys, but more importantly as well, he's back and in good spirits. But what's it been like to be on the bench without him? I know that we've kind of caught up with Todd Richards over the last few days, and he's talked about how you guys have been in the same spot. But what's it been like coaching the last week or so?
Different. We want Bruno back. There's a part of that time when your head coach leaves, there's a part where you fill in. I mean, that's part of it. We all get it, but, we love when he's there. He's got a lot of energy, and I know, on a personal level for him, he had to step away, and it's one of those things with a family situation with health that he had to be there, and we all respect that because we love his family. We miss him, but we do our best when he's gone, but we know we're better when he's there, and we're glad he's back.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Glad that everything's okay. The Preds had a statement out this morning, so yeah, definitely a positive development as you guys wrap up the season here out there in Utah and then come home for two more. But Darby, I want to ask you more about Matthew Wood. Obviously, comes out of college and didn't advance in the NCAA Frozen Four because that kicks off later this evening, I believe. So, but what have you been your first overall impressions of a guy like that? Big stature, lots of confidence on him, just playing in his game. But what have you made of him?
Yeah, exciting for his future. He's first off, just as a human being, really just a great kid. Secondly, I did watch their game when they lost because my son played on the same team with him in college this year in Minnesota.
Ah, yes.
That's how old I'm getting. But, I was able to watch quite a few of their games this year and watch Matthew, and he has a ton of talent. A lot of these kids come in, they're young, they're 20, they're excited. It's fresh for them. For the last part of this year, just for him to be around some guys like Steven Stamkos and Forsberg and, you name it, pretty special for him. But he's a young guy that is, you can tell, is hungry. I think that's the biggest thing you see behind the scenes. And he'll get a few games here to play, but it's just great hands, good talent, sees the ice really well. And I think the thing from our perspective as coaches, you don't want to give him too much info. I mean, we have systems of how we play, and certainly we want him to be on page with that. But you want him to play. You want him to not overthink it. You want his natural skill to come out. And I think in two games, you've seen little flashes of that happening. So it's been fun to be with him for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a Nanaimo guy. He's the fifth guy from his hometown. I was chatting with him just the other day, and he's like, wow, I didn't even realize that. But yeah, he's come a long way, and was the first pick in 2023. Darby, I kind of want to change gears. I know it's more of a somber note here, but obviously we saw the news yesterday with Ray Shiro, longtime NHL executive, guy that was in the game for a long time, even here in Nashville. Just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on how much he meant to the game, but more importantly, I know that over the course of his three decades doing a lot of work, made some blockbuster deals, had some exciting comments over the years as well. Just kind of wanted to get your gauge on what he meant to the NHL.
Yeah, and was fortunate to know Ray, and he was obviously, I came from Minnesota. He was an advisor there to Bill Guerin. So over the last couple of years, got to know him. And I think if you ask anyone, everyone loved Ray. Just an infectious personality, positively. Obviously had a lot of success in the game, winning a cup with Pittsburgh, being a GM in New Jersey, having his, the early years with the Nashville Predators have an impact there. I walked into the airport yesterday and I saw Barry Trotz, and he asked me if I heard the news, and I said, no, I had, I know it's a very private matter with his health, but it's shocking because he's a person that, you just want to see one more time. And I would probably echo so many people that even worked with him longer, knew him longer. But in the period of time I was with him in Minnesota, you love the guy. And it's very sad. He's only 62. Hockey lost a huge piece and a person that's had a huge impact, not only in the game with wins and losses, but on people. And just an awesome person, Ray, and he'll be missed.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely a sad note there. But Darby, one last thought here for you real quick before we cut you loose before the action tonight at the Delta Center. Just what do you want to see from your team tonight? Not very many road games left, obviously. Not very many games in general. But just give me your quick thoughts on how you guys want to approach a younger team this evening.
Number one, just effort. I think that's something, you know, we have Andrew Burnett back with us. That's something he preaches every day, just our effort. That is something we can control. You know, there's been different challenges throughout the year for us. It's effort. You know, I think for us last game, we had some, you know, adversity. We were able to come back late in a game, tie it, win in overtime, you know, so that offensive part for us is a huge part. Just offensive, playing free, you know, being dialed in our system, but, you know, play free, attack, go after them. I think those are kind of the keys that we'll have tonight. There's obviously going to be, you know, certain pre-scout things on the opponent, but like those generals right there, work, compete, effort, and get to the net, attack. So those are that's the mindset we'll have coming in tonight.
Well, Darby, thank you so much for taking time before you guys play this evening against the Utah Hockey Club. Stay tuned for that here tonight. But Darby, best luck this evening, and we'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
All righty. Thank you. And Darby Hendrickson definitely had a lot to say there. We're talking about Ray Shiro, the Preds as of late. But we're going to change gears and shift over to the gridiron with Derek Mason coming up here in just a moment. Chase and Big Joe are back down in Rockville, ready to rock. All right, fellas, we'll be back after the break here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.